Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And it's time to get away with our getaway expert, Krista Canfield. She is a travel expert, getaway expert for GoGoBot. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. How are you doing?
Well, great. Thanks for joining us again. We talked the first time to find out about GoGoBot, but if people are not familiar with this fun name, GoGoBot.
it is fun to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more fun to use. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so GoGoBot is a free app and website. We're on Apple Watch, iPhone, and Android, so you can download us, put us in your pocket anytime you want. Completely free to use. And we look at travel and experiences through the lenses of different tribes. So we call them tribes. There are 19 different tribes on GoGoBot, everything from adventure travelers to budget travelers, foodies, luxury travelers. And our philosophy is if you're a foodie and on a budget, you probably want to see different things in Cleveland than somebody who's maybe a luxury traveler and a foodie. So we help you find great things to do in any city around the world.
You are here to reveal the 2016 Family Travelers Rising Stars Destinations. What does that mean? How does that get figured out?
So our Rising Stars for Family Travelers, we actually specifically drilled down and took a look at our Family Travelers tribe to see what are those budding destinations that they're heading to and where are they really excited about heading. And what we found was there's a number of great destinations on this list this year that go beyond the beach vacation destination. We've got Florida really well represented this year. In fact, there are three different locations in Florida that are on our Rising Stars list for family travelers. In at number one is St. Petersburg. So if you're looking for a bit of sun and fun, St. Petersburg, Florida is one of the places that family travelers are writing reviews about. They are adding St. Petersburg to lists and creating trips and finding great restaurants, hotels, and great things to do in St. Petersburg and adding them onto their GoGoBot profiles. Number two, if you're a different type of family, maybe you're not quite as beach inclined as some other travelers, Cleveland. Number two is your own backyard. So I would say, Bruce and Craig, you're probably not surprised to hear Cleveland in on the list, given that you're well-versed in the wonderful wineries and vineyards that you have around. If you kind of want to do a little bit of a road trip and maybe you get a babysitter for the afternoon and get away from the kids for a little bit and do some wine tasting or take the kiddos who are maybe budding chefs to the West Side Market, help them experience some different cuisines in many of your wonderful neighborhoods. So I don't think it's surprising for you and your listeners to hear Cleveland's number two, is it?
Not really. There's a lot of things here that go on for a travel destination with different museums, amusement parks, as well as the as you mentioned, the different foods that are also around here. But if you live here, vacation means you want to get away from here sometimes, but it doesn't help to look close to home, I suppose.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for somewhere to kind of break away this summer, I think number three, if you're a bit of if you're a family traveler that's also an adventure traveler, I would say number three could be a great vacation destination for you this summer, Fort Worth, Texas. So if you've got a family that likes action and adventure, I think the rodeo is a fantastic type of experience for a family that likes excitement. Great cuisine in Texas that you might not be able to experience in Cleveland if you want to have some barbecue or some great southern cuisine. And also really cool that they have a cowgirl museum, emphasis on the cowgirl. So it's a museum that's dedicated to women's accomplishments in the field and also some great photography exhibits that are there. So if you have a budding cowgirl in your family, I think Fort Worth could be a great destination.
Krista, with Cleveland at number two, moving up to number two, obviously some have moved down. Are there some areas that have moved down but are still worth that second look?
Absolutely. In addition to our Rising Stars, we also put out declining destinations worth a second look. So these are destinations that people aren't going to as much, according to our data, as they were in prior years. So the thing about this is declining's not always a bad thing. It can mean you're going to have fewer families that are elbowing you out of the way as you're trying to take a selfie of your family. Could mean shorter lines. It could mean that you're going to be able to get better hotel deals when you're searching on GoGoBot for great places to stay in these cities. So I'd be happy to take you through that list.
Well, how about one of them?
One of them would be near and dear to my heart. Monterey Bay region is in at number three, and you can check out the full list at gogobot.com. But if you've got a family that's into sea life and the aquarium, Monterey Bay region is a wonderful place to check out in California.
We appreciate your time this morning. Getaway expert for GoGoBot, Krista Canfield. Have a fun summer vacation. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
817 at WEOL.